Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A little bit of housekeeping. Dr. Harry Barry and Dr. Anne-Mee Creevan will be here tomorrow to take your questions on parental regret. Were you too much of a helicopter parent, or did you take your eye off the ball? That and any other question in that area, you can email questions to todaycb at rte.ie. I want to turn now to a story just breaking in the last few minutes. It has emerged that Bank of Ireland has made a mistake on thousands of mortgage accounts that it took over from KBC Bank. The error is likely to mean that some former KBC customers might end up being turned down for loans while the issue is being resolved. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, has the details. What's happened, Charlie?
Hi, Philip. Yeah, about 70,000 mortgage holders transferred from KBC Bank, which, as we know, is leaving the market. And they were bought by Bank of Ireland, and it's about 7.6 billion worth of mortgages. So Bank of Ireland has known for a while that this transaction was going to happen because they recently got approval. But they would have known for a while they were waiting for regulatory approval that this was going to happen. But as soon as they took them over, there's been a mistake made. They put the wrong start date for when the payments were due to start on the accounts, and they spotted this, and instead of reporting to the central bank's central credit register this incorrect start date, they decided that they'd make no reports to the central credit register for February and March. Now, that's significant because it looks like if you had a KBC mortgage that transferred to Bank of Ireland, it would look like you hadn't paid for 2 months. So if you went to a credit union or a hire purchase people and said, I want a loan, they go and look at your record on the central credit register, and there's a gap there, and they might say to themselves, hold on a minute here.
So technically speaking, you would have defaulted when in fact it's just a bureaucratic cock-up by Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, a blunder I'm calling it, yeah. It's just a simple blunder by Bank of Ireland, but it looks like you, the mortgage holder, may have missed two payments here.
Okay. So the difficulty at this point in time, Charlie, is that at the moment, every single time you turn your back, the interest rates jump up. So if you were refused a loan now because of this blunder, as you more delicately put it, by the time it's sorted out and you do actually get your loan, it could be a good deal more expensive.
It certainly could be, because you're right, Philip, we've had 6 interest rate increases from the European Central Bank. We're probably going to get another one next month. You know, the good fixed rates are fast disappearing. So if you're trying to move or lock into a fixed rate somewhere, you may have a problem. Now, Bank of Ireland are saying, look, we've sent you a letter if you're impacted by this. 35,000 of the 70,000 were impacted by this. And they say you can use this letter to show that the mistake is on the side of Bank of Ireland, and that should get around it. But it's not like it hasn't happened before. I mean, this time last year, Bank of Ireland was fined nearly €500,000 by the Data Protection Commissioner for something similar, where they were messing up customer account details that were being sent into this central credit register. You know, and that went back a couple of years, and they hadn't been timely about telling customers or in sorting it out. So, you know, you'd expect better from the banks. I mean, they knew this was coming. It's a big transaction. You know, get it right, guys, is what people would be saying. A lot of people are very annoyed that this happened, and because it could have been foreseen.
Charlie Weston, thank you very much.